Sincerely yours, Case Pollard. Watching her hands continue briefly to type in best typing class mode, in privately sarcastic imitation of a woman imagining that she is actually accomplishing something. Case P. Aware in just that instant of how the park distances the sound of London, giving her the sensation of existing at some still point around which all else revolves, as though the broad gravel avenues are Lee's, terminating at Peter Pan. The angry child's fingers typing. Stellanor@armaz.ru. And that in the address window as though she would actually send it. Touchpadding down menu to send. And of course she doesn't. And watches as it sends. I didn't, she protests to the iBook on the grass, the colors of its screen faint in the sunlight. I didn't, she says to Peter Pan. She couldn't have. She did. Cross-legged on her jacket, hunched over the iBook. She doesn't know what it is that she feels. Automatically, she checks for mail. Timing out, empty. A woman jogs past, crunching gravel, breathing like a piston. Mechanically consuming a bowl of Thai salad in an All-Asia's restaurant across the street. She hasn't had breakfast today, and maybe this will calm her down. She doubts it after what she's done. Except that it happened, she tells herself. Table all questions of intentionality. She almost feels as though something in the park had made her do it. Genius loci, Parkaboy would say. Too much sun. Convergence of lines. Convergence of something, certainly, she guesses. But in some part of herself, she can't access. The iBook is open again on the table in front of her. She's just looked up the name and address of the person responsible, whatever that might mean, for the domain armaz.ru, one A.N. Polakov, in which she takes to be an office building in Cyprus. If she smoked, she thinks she'd be giving Baranov a run for his money. Right now, she almost wishes she did. She looks at her anti-Casio and tries to do time zone math for Ohio, remembers that little map that Max have, but it's too much trouble to remember where to find it. She'll call Boone. She has to tell him what's happened. She shuts down the iBook and uncables the phone. Something tells her that it means something that she isn't calling Parkaboy first, but she chooses to ignore that. Sends the first of the cell numbers he'd loaded for her on the flight from Tokyo.